Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Now, this is a really interesting topic. How many people could honestly go to their medicine cabinet right now and open it up and go, oh my goodness, how much stuff is in the cupboard?
I know. Ours just seems to keep growing and growing. And, you know, it's the classic thing. You pull something in and think, oh, what was that for?
You
know,
you forget.
Well, you do forget.
Yeah.
Look, on the show today, we've got Dr. Jeanette Randall, who is the chair of the MPC. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
We're talking about expired medicine.
Yes, that's right. It's a really big issue, actually. I'm a GP in my other life as well, so this is an issue that crosses my desk every day, and it is amazing how we all collect these medicines over long periods of time.
Is that because people don't take their full medication when it's given out to them?
Sometimes that's the case. So we have, you know, leftover medication, particularly antibiotics. But more often than not, it's people might buy a tube of cream, or they might buy, you know, an over-the-counter packet of pain medication. So it's not that they're taking a course. They just buy medicine in case they need it down the track, and then we forget to check the expiry dates and we forget to get rid of it.
Does Panadol and Nurofen have expiry dates?
Absolutely. Every medicine has an expiry date. And a medicine, of course, includes not only what you get on prescription from your doctor, but things you buy over the counter at the pharmacy. And it includes herbal treatments and vitamins as well. So it's really important to check those expiry dates and make sure that everything we're using is still effective and not likely to cause us any problems.
And how should we get rid of them? Because, you know, I guess for us, we either throw them out in the rubbish or sometimes we put them down the toilet.
All the pharmacies in Australia run a program called Return of Unwanted Medicines. It's a free service. You simply take your expired medicines into the pharmacy next time you're there and they'll get rid of them for you.
I've never thought of that, but what would they do with them?
Well, they send them back to the government, and then the government has a program where the medicines are destroyed, you know, in a way that's safe and environmentally okay. And so it just means that we don't have, you know, these kind of medicines lying around in bins and tips and other things.
I never realised that you could take them back to the chemist.
No, and a lot of people don't know that, so I think that's a really important message for today.
Mm.
And tell me, in terms of the prescriptions themselves, do you think as a society we're becoming much more dependent on it?
Becoming more dependent. Certainly as our population gets older, people are suffering a lot more illness and they're suffering multiple illnesses, so the need for prescription medicines is certainly growing in our community. I know as a GP though, I'm always looking for ways to stop people's medicines if that's possible, and I think it, you know, behoves all of us to constantly look at what medicines we're taking as individuals and for our patients and think about whether those medicines are still really needed. It's a bit like, you know, cleaning out the medicine chest, you've got to clean up the medicine list every now and then as well.
All right, so we're at home this weekend, we're listening to us on the radio at the moment, and people are going, oh my God, that cupboard I've got in the corner there, what am I going to do? What are three things that they should do right now or before the end of the day to clean up their medicine cabinet?
So we're encouraging people to look around the house and gather up all their medicines, you know, so not just the medicine cabinet, but what's in the pantry, what's in the bathroom drawer, so gather it all up. And then go through and check the expiry dates on everything. If you can't find an expiry date, then you can certainly take it into the chemist. Sometimes those little tubes with the crimping, it's really hard to see the expiry date. But if you check the expiry date and anything that's expired, put it in a bag and take it down to the pharmacy next time you go.
Fantastic. So we should do that, what, every 6 months?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Here's another chore for Sunday.
Hey, listen,
thank you very much. It was a very interesting interview, and I tell you what, I did learn something. I never realised you could take medicines back to the chemist.
And also, I didn't know people kept medicines all around the house.
Michael,
yes,
I could only begin to tell you. In my briefcase, by the side of my bed, I've got stuff in my desk at work.
But you are a hypochondriac.
In the studio here, underneath the counter.
Thank you, Doctor. Thank you very much.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.